Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The heaven of heavens. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain you, how much less this house that I have built. 1 Kings 8:27. The term heaven is not just a general term for where the souls of the righteous go after death. The Bible actually speaks of the third heaven, the realm to which Paul was once temporarily caught up into paradise. The term is also applied to the realm of the atmosphere and to the realm of the stars. In fact, the Hebrew word shamayim is actually a plural noun, often rendered heavens as well as heaven. The concept of first heaven, second heaven, and third heaven may also have another meaning, depending on context. For example, Peter speaks of the heavens which were of old, the heavens which are now, and the new heavens that God has promised in the ages to come. The phrase heaven of heavens actually occurs at least six times in the Old Testament. Presumably, the heaven of heavens is where God now has his heavenly throne, and to which, after his resurrection, Christ ascended up far above all heavens to be seated at the right hand of the Father. It is beyond all the stars and galaxies and presumably has no end. It may be synonymous with the third heaven. The extra-biblical literature speaks of a seventh heaven, but this idea is not in the Bible. Someday, however, the heavenly Jerusalem will come down from God out of heaven, and the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. The heaven of heavens will be on earth, the new earth, and we also shall be there with our Lord forever. Therefore, sing praises to him that rides upon the heavens of heavens.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.